This is your one-stop shop for all things deals, discounts and tips when it comes to buying, well, anything really. And on this week's episode, staycations are officially dead. Thank God, because I bloody hate that term. What a terrible portmanteau. Turns out it's literally cheaper to go abroad due to the prohibitive travel costs in this glorious country, coupled with Airbnb greediness. And talking of prohibitive costs and travel, turns out people are now going to Turkey to get vet care. Do you want turkey teeth for your dog? We'll talk about that a little bit later. Welcome to False Economy.
Powered by Hot UK Deals, the UK's number one app for deals, discounts and freebies.
I'm Bibbs Layton, consumer champion, shopaholic and occasional comedian. And it's just the two of us this week, Paul Watson.
It is, isn't it?
Can you believe it? We've bumped Charlotte off.
We shouldn't say it like that. I think the way you phrased that, that's gonna raise some eyebrows. You mean she couldn't be here today and is totally happy with that situation? And
yeah, this absolutely. Whole, that yeah, is the one. That
nothing
is, that
suspicious
exactly
has happened.
No, but it's nice, isn't it? Just two of us. I mean, it's terrible. We miss her, but it's...
Yeah, and
the
as it gets
as
we get closer to the quickfire round, the murderous looks, you know, I'm used to those now, and I actually feel like I can just
Seem relaxed.
Yeah.
But yeah, how's your week been?
It's been quite busy, and in fact, as a weird change of pace, and probably just to confuse you, I've come today from Wales to do the podcast.
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah,
why?
Just literally to confuse you. I was watching.
You just thought, she won't see this coming.
No, I went to watch a football match in Lantwit Major,
Major. Lovely.
And so I ended up on a train in Sarn this morning.
Oh God!
Yeah,
never mind.
I really.
What time did you get up?
Very early.
I mean, this podcast was not worth that journey.
Like, oh no, it was actually fine, except on the subject of, again, bad companies, train companies. They did a really funny thing where they just stopped the train in Newport and then decided the train was now going to go to Swansea, whereas it was supposed to be going onwards
to
Cheltenham.
That's not how trains are supposed to work.
They made nothing of this until the point where the guy was about to leave. He said, just so you know, it's for Swansea now. So everyone bolted to the train, which was waiting at the other end of the platform, and ran. And honestly, some people didn't make it. Those people are in Swansea right now.
Weren't listening. They had their headphones on, because I had a message the other day saying, oh, your train to Sheffield is no longer stopping in Sheffield. I was like, there's a lot wrong with this statement, actually.
Yeah. How is it a train to Sheffield? Like,
not a train to Sheffield, is it? But I did the seat frog upgrade, and I had basically a 3-course meal to cheer myself up with the money that I saved, because they refunded both sides of my return ticket. So I was like, excellent.
Wow.
So I both used my ticket and got a refund for it, because I don't recommend that. I think it's criminal, but maybe I didn't do that.
I'll tell you what is criminal.
It's like, hang on. No. No, fuck it. I did. It happened. I guess I'll find out together. You might have wanted to go on a staycation this year, but you're 80% less likely to, apparently, Paul, according to statistics from, they're from Holiday Let people. Now,
okay.
I can't feel too sad for the Holiday Let people, because their tax relief is coming to an end, apparently. So they're real sad that their second property is not making them as much money. Like, yeah, I don't feel bad about it. But the staycations are a big thing, because people were a bit scared to get on the tins when they were full of a potential killer disease. And then they had no money because of the cost of living crisis. But it's actually... it's cheaper to go abroad.
It is. It is absolutely cheaper to go abroad. And it's ridiculous how expensive parts of the UK are. But also, so this thing about staycations, I'm sure staycation was invented to mean you just stayed at home and did nice things. Instead of, if I'm going to Cornwall, that's just a holiday.
That is,
right?
A holiday. I think we've all, but the thing is, it got so cheap to go abroad, didn't it? Because like when I was a kid, like the caravan was something to look forward to. We've talked about Swansea already. My Auntie Sue had a caravan in Swansea, and oh, that was the highlight of the year for me. But very close to my house.
Best of both worlds.
It had beach, it had a play park on site, and it had a clubhouse. I think I went abroad for this time when I was like 14 or 15. That was our first lots of ceremony holiday abroad. I tell a lie, Paul. My parents saved up the vouchers with the Sun newspaper, and we camped in an obscure area of France.
Why did you need the vouchers? What was that enabling you to do?
It was something like, you know those silly deals that, I think they still do them, it's like $9.99 for a family holiday. So we did that.
Oh, wow.
But what we didn't realise is, when we, it was a fun trip. We were driving into France. We got the ferry. I was very excited. We were driving into France. Everybody was closing up their windows, and not just closing them up, like hammering them shut.
What?
Yeah. So we were like, oh, that's taken security to a whole new level. That's a bit odd, isn't it? But we didn't have the internet back then, did we? So we had no idea. The news was on in the car, but it was in French. We didn't know what that was saying. There was a hurricane.
No.
And we had to sleep in the car. And when we got up the next day, a lot of the tents had blown down. So that was our first night in La Zagarella. But yeah.
And all because you didn't know what hurricane meant.
You forget that, like, you just had to just wing it and guess. Like, we couldn't even look at pictures. We'd seen pictures in the sun. Like, we'd also gone on at that point, for the younger viewers, we went on something called teletext holidays, where there was like a text service. You could click a button on your telly and it was just like a plain text page. Yeah. And we bought a holiday off that.
Teletext now makes you sound mad, right? If you try and explain teletext to someone of like a younger generation, you try and explain it and it sounds genuinely like you're describing riding a penny farthing or something. Yeah. You're like, no, what you did. You put on teletext and all the numbers were weird. It was like put, like, for football scores, it'd be like 306 or something. And
it was like page 1 of 20. So you'd have to wait for them to cycle around.
It was like, oh, and you'd go make a cup of tea, come back, and it had gone right round again. And you'd be like, ah, it's another 10 minutes gone.
But yeah, they were different times, Paul.
They were simpler times.
So that was obviously the prime of sort of staycations. It was Butlins, it was Pontins. So.
Yeah, but no one would have called that a stay. That's the thing. That was just a holiday, right? So this idea of a staycation, for me, it's like, I do think it's two different things. Staycation is, you stay at home and you just go out and do some nice day trips because you can't really afford to go on an actual holiday. And in truth, it probably adds up fairly similarly to the amount of, like, as we discussed how expensive like Legoland is. That's basically like, you're probably better off going to like Greenland rather than Legoland.
It's not cheaper. And I think the thing is, what we all want, like, summer was awful last year. It felt like we didn't have one. People just want a bit of sun and they don't really care about anything else. And like, all inclusives are, if you're happy to eat the same meal for 14 meals, which, you know, some people are, because they just want to lay on a lounger and have free watered down beer all day. Or you can go to the Cotswolds or Cornwall and pay £7 a pint, because the cost of living crisis means everything costs more money. It is cheaper to go abroad.
Yeah, it really is.
And like I say, I don't feel sorry for those landlords. I'm sorry, I don't feel sorry for you.
It's kind of hard to feel sorry for landlords generally, isn't it?
In general, yeah. Mm. Now, Paul, effortless segue into the next topic. You've got two kids. Are they badgering you for a pet yet?
No, but we're very lucky. So one of them is too little to really know about that kind of stuff. He's tiny. He's like not even three yet. But the 6-year-old, about to turn 7, loves cats, like really loves cats. His favorite cuddly toy is a little cat that he carries around with him all the time. And it's really sweet. But because his grandma's got two cats, I think that's kind of got us out of needing the cat. And in fact, to the point where I've even broached it with him quite openly and said, would you like a cat? And he's a bit like, yeah, maybe. And I'm like, no, you're going to need it more than that. I'm gonna need a lot more enthusiasm for a cat. So no, we're not there yet, luckily.
Because lockdown, obviously, everyone got a pet. So like, what else am I doing? Particularly people, if you were, you know, in a small household and you just need something to love you. I mean, I can tell you, cats are the wrong choice for that. Because no animal will make you feel quite as small as a cat. Like when you go to stroke them, you've come into the room specially, and then they just look at you and walk away.
They're just like, look, I've got stuff
on. Heroin. Yeah. And they haven't. They haven't got stuff on.
No, of course
they
haven't got stuff on.
They are not busy. No. But vet bills are, I did not realise, absolutely ridiculous. Apparently, the average price of a vet bill at the moment is £398.
For like, and so that's like you take any standard pet in, and that's how much you expect to pay, like, as an absolute.
Well, that's what the suggestion is. Like, the average cost of a trip now is around £398, which is bonkers.
Yeah.
And those shrewd people abroad have come up with an alternative. They are not only just offering pet care abroad, because that is something, it's a lot cheaper for some reason. Well, I'll tell you why. It's a lot cheaper in a bit. Spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you why. It's a lot cheaper abroad. So people are literally getting on the ferry with their dogs and cats and like taking them to Turkey to get to get vet stuff done. And not only that, the entrepreneurial spirit of the Turkish, you can bundle in like a nose job with getting your cat spayed. They've got packages now that you can literally do. You and your pets, like, go abroad.
Oh my God. I love the idea of chucking in a nose job like it's onion rings or something. It's like, oh, yeah, right.
Somebody from The Mirror did a little sting operation on it and they were offered a cut price nose job as part of the deal. Treating a broken paw in the UK can cost £1,200 to £2,000, while x-rays are £300 to £400. And you can bundle a nose job in.
Well, right.
It sounds like a good deal, does it? But it's not, obviously.
Is it not?
No. Funny enough.
There's a catch to this, isn't there?
Those people don't care about you.
Right.
Firstly, pet passports aren't a thing now because Brexit. So you have to get a pet travel certificate, which is a very different thing. It can cost you a couple of hundred quid straight away before your cost of travel, before you're working out how you're going to carry your pet and the absolute agony of traveling with a pet. Took cat on a train once. I would not do it again. The humiliation of the cat just screaming for 2 hours while everybody looked at me on the train like I could do something about it. Don't recommend it. But also, if something goes wrong, you can't take them back to have additional care. You'll then have to take them to a vet for the prices that you have to pay in the UK and have them try and fix it for you. So ultimately, It's real risky, but you can see why people are doing it, because if you don't have that money, you don't have that money.
Yeah.
So in the same way people are like pulling their own teeth out rather than go to the dentist, you can see why this is an attractive profit. And a bit of sun.
A bit of sun.
Well, you're recovering. I went to Turkey a couple of years ago and I didn't realise that cosmetic surgery. Well, I sort of realised because it was in the brochure.
Right.
Like in the
brochure?
In the in-flight magazine, there were adverts for turkey teeth and like liposuction. And I was like, well, that's a bit weird, isn't it? When you're going out, you don't want to think about that. The beach body, it's too late for me. I'm flying out to Turkey. My beach body is set. Right. I would say set in stone, more set in jelly. But I did notice there were a lot of people coming back that were like really pumped up lips. And I was like, oh, she looks a bit weird. And then I looked around and I was like, am I the only person that looks normal in this room?
You must be looking around that flight thinking, I wonder, like, what are you having done?
Unfortunately, the reason why it's so expensive in the UK is partly a competition issue. So the Competitions Commission is looking into it because 1,500 of the 5,000 vets in the UK are owned by six big companies. So if you think you're shopping around,
because
they've kept their names as well, so you don't know that they're a chain. You think they're your nice local vet.
Oh.
Dr. Green, you've known him for years. You know, it's his little independent practice. It's not. It's six big dogs behind it, basically price fixing.
So you can go to dogs. I mean, sort of
it's
feel
like
less
the money's going back to
the money's
them,
going back
it?
To animals in some regard.
But you know, it's not fair. You know,
that is rubbish.
Shop around, or you think you've shopped around for your pet's broken paw, but actually, you're dealing with the same company, and it's like Tesco's is hiding behind five different masks. It's Scooby-Doo. Yeah. You pull the mask off, it's this guy. So
pet insurance, right? That does exist, doesn't it?
It does.
But is it really expensive?
Do you know what? It's not expensive, but it's one of those things where everybody thinks it won't happen to them. And this is the problem with all insurance policies. Like, if it's not mandatory, like you have to have it to drive because you're accident might cost other people damage. So it's third party is the minimum requirement. You have to make sure if you crash into someone that they are compensated. If somebody gets hurt or dies, that's why it's a legal requirement. It's not about you.
Right.
It's about the damage that
and
you
you're right,
do.
And you're right, anything
Whereas
else.
With home insurance, health insurance, it's all a grudge purchase because we all think we're the main character. And it's like, it could happen to everybody else, but you don't think it'll happen to you. And it feels like a waste until something terrible happens to your animal. And that's where you see these GoFundMes popping up where people are like, help me. Yeah. My dog's got asthma and I need £20,000. And it's, we're all strapped for cash.
Yeah.
I would love to pay towards, and I often have found myself hovering around the pay now button on a crowdfunder for acute animal's care. But I'm like, I might need this money.
Right. Is the cute animal going to pay you back when it's your turn? That's the question, I suppose.
But health tourism is a real thing. Beware. And if you can insure, you can shop around. There are some really good price comparison sites to shop around. I think you can get it for as little as about £15 a month. And my God, is that better than having to look into the eyes of your pet and be like, I can't afford to help you.
And I think like there's no pet that's enormously cheap to have anyway. So I know £15 a month is a lot to a lot of people. And it, obviously, but if you put it in the scheme of like, you don't begrudge paying for food each month for pets. Or so I guess if you just see it as an added monthly cost in the scheme of it,
it's insurance in like the greatest sense because you cannot afford for something to go wrong. Yeah. Like it's too much. around. You don't get away with it just because Charlotte's not here. Apparently, I have to play as well.
Yeah,
this wasn't my choice.
You are the most reluctant player of the group.
Because I have to live with getting it wrong, don't I?
You have
it for an hour.
No, we all have to live with it. It's
in Morrison's having a waggling 9 roll toilet rolls at me. Like, it's 9. That's the standard. This is my life, Paul.
I know.
For you, it's just an hour. This is my life. But right. So how it's working is I've got the information. I'm going to read it out. I'm going to find out at the same time as you. I haven't read ahead. I just didn't have time, but I should have, because then I could have been thinking all the way through the show.
Yeah.
And then we've got some envelopes here, and people are listening, fortunately, and not watching the video because it ain't an envelope. But the producer fashioned an envelope for us. And right, are you ready for it?
I'm ready, yeah.
It's a quick fire round.
Yeah, no, it is. I didn't have anything to add.
Oh, God. Item number one, anyway. Ready?
Yes.
To kick off, we are back in our spiritual home, the Little Middle Isle. We have an absolute doozy for you this week, apparently. This is in the use once gizmo extremists of the Middle Isle twaddle. How much do we think a tower cordless window cleaner will cost? It's a gun with a brush on it that I think you need to fill with window cleaner fluid, or maybe just your tears.
Right.
Because you thought that was a good idea, and then you get it home, you unpack it, and you're like, what am I doing with my life? I'm going to read you the blurb, but the highlight of this is 30 minutes of use for 3 hours of charging.
Charging?
You have to charge it for 3 hours to use it for 30 minutes. So you better hope those windows are small.
Okay.
You want those windows to be small and not dirty.
Mm.
Right. So the model is because you'll want to know, T131001L. Condensation and gives your windows a gleaming shine with Towers window vacuum. Very confusing syntax there. That's directly from the box. The cordless cleaning companion uses powerful suction to effortlessly remove smudges. I thought I understood what this was, and now
the word suction
really spun me out. Remove smudges and moisture droplets from your window, shower screen and bathroom tiles. Oh, multi-purpose then. Any glass, really. The rechargeable battery, well, that's important, provides up to 30 minutes runtime from a single 3-hour charge. So if you think you want to clean your windows in 3 hours,
yeah,
you plug this in, this baby's ready to go
for 30 minutes.
Ideal for cleaning multiple rooms around your home in a single session, presumably if you live in a submarine and they are portholes. Its 150 milliliter water tank can be easily removed and emptied, ready to polish your next window. And it's designed to be compact and easy to carry between indoor and outdoor areas.
It can be carried from indoors to outdoors. That's one of its selling points.
Yeah, that is. The window vacuum is a convenient tool for cleaning up all of your glass surfaces, and there is a 1-year warranty. Like,
wow.
You're really expecting some heavy use because the 1-year warranty is rubbish.
Yeah, that's terrible. But, my first picture of this was basically you got yourself a water pistol.
Yeah.
But actually, then there was talk of suction.
Or is it one of those bow and arrows that have got the little suction caps on them?
I mean, I can't totally picture what this device is. Certainly, it sounds suitably dreadful.
Sounds like dross. Don't buy this. It doesn't matter if it's 10p. Do not buy this, please. But
it's probably about £15.
I can't imagine it being more than 15 quid. I think, but people will buy anything, won't they?
It's really hard.
Because sometimes things in the Little Middle Isle are like way cheaper than you expect. And sometimes you'll get a rogue in there, like a 10-drawer air fryer that's like 300 quid. And
right.
So you're saying you're going to be sticking with 15?
Yeah.
I'm going to go higher. I reckon like $21.99. Right. $19.99.
So that's you, but
yes!
Just.
Point me. Yes.
Cool. This, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not celebrating too much because I could lose it all. Now, do we allocate the point to Charlotte or shall I just add? Hair can decide. That's fine.
I'm going to allocate with the greatest respect. You're not going to allocate this back to Charlotte. I mean, this is you.
Unless it all goes to shit in the next two.
Yeah, then you're allocating that back to Charlotte.
Yeah, then actually we'll deduct points from Charlotte's total if I drop the ball on this. All right, item number two. Cast your mind back a few months ago to a quickfire question involving Dorito-flavoured vodka.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the correct face to remember that, Paul. Ooh, it's a grimace. We thought it couldn't get any more disgusting, and we were wrong. Guys, we have a pizza-flavoured ale.
Oh.
A pizza-flavoured ale. The Tombstone IP, open parenthesis, Itza, close parenthesis, which...
Oh, good Lord.
I think I expressed that perfectly.
Yeah, I think that's what they had in mind when they drew this up. They thought...
It's technically like iPizza. Yeah. So like we're going to iPizza. It's a collaboration between the Voodoo Range IPA by the New Belgium Brewery in Colorado and the Tombstone Pizza Company from Wisconsin. Do you know what? We knew it was going to be American, didn't we?
Yeah.
We knew. Right, let me tell you a little bit more about it. According to the blurb, this is not my words, this is the blurb. This 7% ABV slice of heaven delivers the flavors of Tombstone's crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce and savory herbs. That's all I want in a beer. And spices into an ice cold beer. The finishing pepperoni kick of heat will make you reach for another slice or another pint or some kind of disinfectant to pour into your mouth, presumably.
Wait, it says
like a Bloody Mary, but it's beer. Like
what? It's like they've condensed beer and a pizza into one thing, into one drink.
Yeah. All in one. Why have separate items for beer and pizza night? You know, the lads are coming round. You've promised them nibbles and a beer. And you're like, surprise, guys, it's all in one can. How much would it cost? Oh, for 8 cans. Big cans, mine, 473 millilitres. 8 cans, 16-ounce cans, big boys of Tombstone iPizza A. Quite a high percentage, so you know. You probably won't want more than one for a few reasons. But
that is actually the first thing that jumped. That's a strong pizza, that one, isn't
it?
That's
strong.
I don't know.
The pepperoni kicks what's done it for me.
Yeah.
Woof.
I wasn't, when it said, have you reaching for it? It said, reaching for another, but it's not, you can't have a slice because it's a drink. That's the.
Because the thing is, Northern Monk beers do loads of really novelty beers, but they're sort of desserty. Like I had one that was like apple crumble and custard, like in Aunt Bessie's one recently, and you can sort of get that. And apparently, they put lactose in them, so they're a bit creamy. And that that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Pizza
makes no sense.
That don't make sense.
And that's the thing. Even before with the Doritos,
that's
vodka.
A soup. What we've got here is a beer flavored soup. Oh, this is a tomato soup with a bit of beer flavor in it. I don't know how much beer costs in America.
No. I'm thinking it's going to be more than you expect because they've obviously made it a novelty thing. But on the other hand...
I'm going to say £13.
13 for 8, you reckon? That seems quite low.
It's like a supermarket, isn't it?
So yeah, but I feel like they're marketing this as quite a fancy artisan
eatle.
A little bit. I mean, maybe not, but it sounds like it's a bit... All right.
You get the after 8, so at the end of the meal...
I'm going to go £18.
Okay. What did I say?
I think you said 13.
13,
My memory
right.
isn't That's all a... that.
Oh, it's exciting. Let's find out.
Oh, God.
What? £39.54. $50.
$50.
I'm happy to be wrong about this because this shouldn't be true. Unfortunately, Paul, they only delivered to Columbia, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Virginia. So you can't buy them.
Oh, it's a shame.
They're not for you, but you shouldn't buy them anyway because that is disgusting.
That's ridiculous.
Think about your life choices, New Belgium. They're abusing the name of Belgium.
There's no New Belgium.
No, no one needs a New Belgium. What we've got isn't finished. It's so boring, right? I went there for a weekend. There wasn't enough to do. Sort your shit out, Belgium. But yes, some breaking news, actually. And I was going to put this in the news section, but it needs its own section. Products that we want back that have come back. For the people that like Patron Coffee Patron, it is back by popular demand. They got rid of it because not enough people were buying it. I assume it was just me being flashy at weddings because I thought everyone was drinking it. But once I did pay £8 for a shot of it. But if you like your coffee tequila fancy, Patron is coming back. So there we go. That was a bit of breaking news that maybe is only relevant to me. It's not though. I got at least 12 likes for it on Facebook. So I know other people are interested. Anyway, on to lot number 3. It is something for you. Germany, Paul, are hosting the Euros 2024 this year. And good, because they'll do it really well, won't they? They'll get it done efficiently, on time, and exactly as we expect. So the Germans, they're just good at stuff. Have we learnt nothing from the middle of the aisle? Anyway, the regular seat tickets to the European Championship final are all but sold out. But you can still grab yourself a place in hospitality.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not on this again. Right.
I mean, you won't need to, Paul. Presumably, on the back of your excellent work in, you know, San Marino football, you'll be guest of honour.
Well, I'm imagining I'll be coaching.
They'll be carrying you shoulder height from the airport, yeah, you see.
Well, I'm thinking I'll probably be coaching England. They haven't actually approached me officially yet, but
I'll just show up and assume
that I am coaching them, I guess.
Yeah, just rock up. But when I come and watch you stand on the sidelines, coaching England, not Wales, sadly, the dream's over for us. But I think it's still going for the Wales women's team. So, you know, I'll pretend that I only cared about that in the first place.
Cool.
But yes, so you're there on the sidelines. You're directing England to victory. I'm in this seat, okay, from the official Euro site. The Mayfield Gardens is a combination of high-quality hospitality in a modern lounge atmosphere hosted on the celebrated Mayfield within the Olympiastadion Berlin. Fine dining gastronomy paired with exquisite drinks. I imagine pizza beer is not in that mix, that leave nothing to be desired. Maybe pizza beer is in that mix then, I don't know. And added to the hospitality is the unique atmosphere of the open plan hospitality and the high class entertainment program. So this is giving me big New Year's energy.
Right.
Like, there'll be
music. Get the area around the hospitality area is yours too.
They don't mention you get toilets, so I don't think you can assume it. So you get, for this, exclusive lounge areas, reserved table service, free Wi-Fi.
free Wi-Fi
and TVs with a live feed. Now, call me silly, but if I'm going to go watch the match, I would like to see it with my eyes.
If you're watching the Euro final.
I doubt the view's going to be good enough if they need to provide TVs. Not one mention of the football there either. No football there whatsoever. So I want to know how much per person.
Ooh.
One match, one seat, plus twat-infested lounge access.
Well, you've got to remember you're getting Wi-Fi for this as well.
Free Wi-Fi.
I mean, to call it free is a bit of a push.
Presumably, it's within the price. It's
well,
not free
I guess
Wi-Fi.
It's built into this.
They should just say Wi-Fi because this package is not compelling on first look. Fine dining gastronomy, though.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is small food.
Yeah, because I think if you're looking for a fine dining experience, you don't usually go to a final of a major football competition.
No, certainly not in Berlin, which is like the sausage capital of the world. Like, give me a breakfast.
So this is for one person, right? But theoretically, you would book it for like multiple people if you were rich.
Yeah. They're like, oh, should we just, you know, like people who don't actually want to watch it, they just want to be there because there's a lot of that.
Oh, there's a lot of that, yeah.
Like, so you take clients to it, probably. It's the kind of thing that, you know, when we're a big deal, like as a podcast, and we're like, we've got sponsors to see, Paul, and they want to see something really flashy, we'll be like, come with us on an EasyJet flight to Berlin and we'll go along to the Mayfield Garden.
Oh. I'd struggle to put a number. I mean,
well, you're going to have to.
Yeah, that's the idea of the game, I guess, isn't it? Can I not just say it's priceless? That would be priceless,
well,
wouldn't it?
It certainly shouldn't be charged money for.
I'm going to say
they found a cupboard in this stadium. Like, we can put VIPs in there. The real mugs, we'll put them in there with a little telly and we'll tell them it's VIP and they'll love it.
So I'm thinking like 3,000, because then you basically extrapolate that out if there's like three or four of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go slightly lower. I think we're going to go 1,500, because I just can't imagine people paying more than that, but I don't know a lot about what people are willing to pay for.
I don't know what people pay for this kind of stuff. It baffles me.
It is, oh my God. Oh my Christ, Mick. It's £9,324.05.
£9,000 each.
But there's free Wi-Fi.
You get the Wi-Fi free. I'd love it more.
I don't know. Ask me about the free Wi-Fi.
I'd like it more if it wasn't free Wi-Fi and you had to get one of those like little vouchers. You had to like get it validated by buying something.
They'll want your email address so they can sell
off.
It on as well.
Yeah, right. Like when you get that like cloud Wi-Fi and you have to fill out a form each time you log in and then it logs you off. And I'd like that for £9,000, I think.
Yeah, so you've won the point, but no, there are no winners in the Mayfield Garden VIP area. Only losers.
That's madness, isn't it?
You just wouldn't go. Like, that's clearly, I imagine that they know that people just want the ticket and they're dressing it up pretty, but it's just scalping, isn't it? This is just like a ticket tout.
I'm reckon
up the price.
Is it like, it'll be something like rich business people to impress someone will buy like a whole load of these and take them.
Yeah, so for 100 grand.
Yeah, jeez,
you don't have to sit with strangers in the VIP lounge. I want to know more about the high class entertainment. I've got a lot of questions about this package. And do you know what? I don't want them answered. I'm going to go away and I'm going to immediately forget about this. This is important to me for my well-being to not believe that people have got this money to spend on these things. And if they have, would you buy me a cat? You won't even notice the money's missing. Like, if you've got 10 grand to spend on a single tea, like, consider sponsoring a cat for me. So that was the quick fire out. A worthy winner. Because you guessed right. It was more expensive. I feel like the common sense filter that I try to apply just doesn't exist in these spaces.
That's so mad.
So I think we've both learned something, but that's the end. Not that you looked really sad then. It's not the end of our lives.
No.
I've had a nice time chatting to you, Paul. Have you had a nice time chatting to
me? It's been lovely.
Excellent.
It's always a pleasure.
And I hope you enjoyed listening, listeners. If you did, tell 3 to 5 friends about it. Because if all our listeners told 3 to 5 friends, I reckon this would be a slightly more premium experience. And not that I don't love the time we spend in shoe.
I get that.
Rate it. Give it 5 stars on something. Even if you haven't really enjoyed it, be nice. Give it 5 stars. It won't hurt you. Just hit that button. Hit it again. Log on to another device. Do it there as well.
Take other people's phones and play it when they're not watching.
Play it
when
I
think that's okay to do that, isn't it?
My dad left his phone lying around. It's like, what's this noise coming? Your voice is coming out of this. I don't know what you're talking about, Dad. I'm constantly whispering to myself over the Sonos as well. It's just low level. Yeah. Just me, listen to me, laughing at my own jokes.
I made a train journey really awkward for someone by basically saying they should listen to our podcast.
Download it now while
I watched while she downloaded it.
Every little bit helps. If you want this podcast to continue, demand other people listen to it. And if you didn't enjoy it, you now have 30 days to return this podcast for a full refund. Terms and conditions apply. Your statutory rights are not affected. We'll be back with you next week.